Morning. The Bible reading this morning is taken from Isaiah 55, verses 1-7. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labour on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me, hear me that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon.
Good morning. It's fantastic to be here, isn't it, this morning to celebrate with Karen and Katie as they get baptised. Good to see some of you young people, friends who come to Access, and family. It's good to have you with us this morning. But question for you, has anyone ever been given an invitation? Anyone? Peter? What sort of things do you get invitations for? Party, yeah? You like parties? Anything else? What other things we get invitations for? Joe, weddings, yeah. Did it beat you to it, Mark? Can you think of anything else? Well, birthday parties, weddings, New Year's Eve parties, sleepovers, all sorts of things, don't we? We get invitations. And it's great to be invited to something. I love it. I love opening up an envelope, pulling out the invitation, and finding out what I'm being invited to. And usually there's a few things that I'll look for when I get this invitation. I'll look for who it's from, so I have a good look to see who's doing inviting. But I also look to see who it's to. It's always good just to double check it's actually you who's been invited. And then the exciting bit, you're usually told what it is that you've been invited to. And the last thing to do is to look down to the bottom, and there's RSVP. Do you know what RSVP is, Peter? It's just a French word, a French thing. Joe! It does, doesn't it? So it's kind of like a cut-off date where you have to say if you're going to accept the invitation or not. I think it's possibly respondez s'il vous plaît or something like that. Is that right? Anyway, I was never very good at French. But I love getting invitations. And you know what? That bit of the Bible that Ali just read to us, there's an invitation. We heard an invitation. So I thought it would be good just for a few minutes this morning to have a little look at this invitation to see who it's on, to see who it's to see what the invitation is for, and of course not forgetting the RSVP. So if you have a Bible, keep it open, chapter 55, which is page 742, I think, in the church Bible. And some of you young people, did you get an invitation as you came in? Did anyone not get an invitation? Who'd like one? We're just going to fill it out as we go through. Has anyone not got one? Have an invitation. Thank you. Pleasure. You can have any of the younger ones want one? Okay. Have a pen. So, as we look through it, we're going to fill out this invitation.
Special delivery, John the Model.
that'll be me.
There you go, Jonathan, special delivery.
Thank you very much. Fantastic. So, I've got my invitation. Oh, let's put it up. It is a big invitation, Peter. Can't afford them. Oops. Okay, let's pin it up. Okay, so if you have a Bible, I need you to help me. What I want to do is to have a look at verse 1, because this is where the invitation can be found, okay? And how many times can you see in verse 1 the word come written? How many times? Count them for me. You count it, Atlas? We've got it four times. Thank you, Jack. It says come four times. So it's definitely an invitation. We're being invited to come. And what we're going to do is to guess who this invitation is from. Who do you think this invitation is from?
Jesus.
Yeah. God. Thank you. So, on your invitation, on my invitation, we can put... Okay, so we've got an invitation that says, God would like to invite. So, wow, somebody is getting an invitation from God. How amazing, how exciting is that? That beats any invitation that I've ever seen, that I've ever received. But the question is, who is this invitation for? Well, the first people to get this invitation were God's people, and it was a long, long time ago. And they, not for the first time, they'd wandered off from God. They were ignoring him, and they were forgetting that everything that he had done for them. And instead of coming to God and trusting him for everything, they were relying on other things. They were relying on the big countries around them. They were relying on money. They were even relying on made-up gods to give them the things that they needed in life. But the thing is, it was never going to work, because God is the only one who can provide all the things that we need. Have a look at verse 1. It says, come, all you who are thirsty, you who have no money. Verse 2. Come, you who labour on what does not satisfy. And that's why we shouldn't be surprised when we see that the invitation goes out to the thirsty, those without money, and to the unsatisfied. Because that's how God describes people who have turned away to other things. So God's people, they turn to things that were never going to quench their thirst, that would leave them with nothing, and things that were never, ever going to make them happy, that were never going to satisfy them. And you know what? The Bible says that we all do the same. The Bible says that we have wandered off from God. We've ignored him in our own lives too. And so those descriptions, they match us too. We go after all sorts of things, don't we? That we think will make us happy. We go after all sorts of things that we think will satisfy us. But in the end, they just don't work. And I guess we forget God, don't we? We try and put other things in his place. Maybe it's possessions, maybe it's your toys, maybe it's your hobbies. Maybe it's friendships, relationships, education, when you get older, maybe homes, cars, money. There's so many things, aren't there, that we can try and fill the gap with, the empty space that is left when we reject God. But it leaves us as though we're thirsty. It leaves us like we're poor. It leaves us totally unsatisfied. But you know what? The good news is that this invitation, it isn't just for God's people 2,700 years ago. This invitation from God You can put this on invitation. It's for everyone. It's for every single person. So we can put it here on our invitation. So God would like to invite everyone. So what is God inviting us to? Oh, he says to everyone, come to me. We've got an invitation. God would like to invite everyone to come. He says, come to me. So we'll put, come to me. Okay, so the invitation is starting to take shape, isn't it? Well, has anyone ever been really thirsty? Maybe you've been playing football. Maybe it's just a really hot day on holiday. Peter, you've been thirsty. How do you feel? You feel really thirsty, don't you? And what God says, coming to him, it's a bit like when you have a drink after being really thirsty. So you got your drink and it's... Oh. Peter, absolutely. So that's just what I needed. And he says, come to me, and you'll no longer be thirsty. He says, come to me, and you'll go from being poor and starving to having a free kind of all-you-can-eat feast forever. And you go from being empty to being full. And to put verse 2 simply, God says, why are you working? Why are you chasing after things that just won't make you happy? Why do you replace me with things that won't ever come close to even comparing to me? He says, come back to me. God's inviting us to come back to him. He says, I invite you to come to me. But you know what? It's not just satisfaction for today. It's not just satisfaction for the here and now. Come to me, God says, and you'll have all you need forever. And verse 2 and 3 describes our souls, kind of like our very inner being. And it describes it as delighting on a rich feast, our souls having life to the full. And I guess that's why we need to listen carefully to this invitation. And in fact, God tells us in these verses to listen lots of times to make sure that you don't miss this invitation. Verse 2 says, listen, listen to me. Verse 3 says, give ear and come to me, listen, that you might live. So we found out who the invitation's from. Who's it from? Thank you, it's from God. Who's it to? And what's it for? To come to him, okay? So he invites us to come to him for everlasting, fully satisfying life. And so I guess the question is, what are you going to do with this invitation? Well, sometimes I've been given invitations and they sound fantastic and I'm quite excited about them, but God's a bit forgetful. Being a bit forgetful, perhaps I get so busy that I forget about it and I shove it to the back of my mind. Or I don't know if you've seen my office, but I'm not very tidy. I'll maybe put it on the desk, and something goes on top of it, usually a crisp packet or a chocolate or a cup or a bit more paper. And very soon, I forget about the invitation. Or at home, I have a habit of leaving things on the staircase. Hannah hates it. I put things on the staircase. And Hannah comes and tidies up, and she puts it somewhere so safe that even she can't remember where she's put it. And by the time I find the invitation, or I remember about it, it's too late. The date has come to reply, and I've missed it. I've missed out. How disappointing. Well, this morning, we've all heard this invitation, and so I guess the next question is, when should we do something about this invitation? When is it RSVP? Well, have a look at verse 6. It says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. So just like other invitations, God's invitation that we've heard this morning, it has a closing date, a time we have to reply by. So when is that date? Well, it doesn't actually tell us. But what it does tell us is that now isn't too late. So on our SVP, we can put the word now. So there's no better time to respond to God's invitation as now. Next week could be too late, or you know, this afternoon may be too late. Come to God now. Seek God this morning while he can still be found. Call upon him whilst he's near. That's what it says. Because sometime it's going to come to the point where it's too late. And once the party started, there's going to be no gate crashes. It'll be too late. And missing out on this invitation, it won't be like missing a party. It won't be a little bit disappointing, a little bit annoying. It's what we do with God's invitation is a matter of eternal life or eternal death. God says in verse 3, give ear, come to me, hear me, that your soul may live. So what should we do with this invitation? How do we seek God whilst he can be found? How do we call upon him whilst he's here? How do we say yes to God's invitation? Well, it says simply turn to the Lord, come to him. Verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he'll have mercy on him. He won't treat us the way we deserve to be treated. For he will freely pardon. But there's a problem, isn't there? Verse 7, humans are described as wicked, described as evil. And maybe think, whoa, 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 I'm not so bad. I'm not wicked, I'm not evil. But it's because we have all sinned. Every single one of us have sinned. We've rejected God, and it's this sin that separates us from him. Because God is perfect. God is holy. And so the only way we can be forgiven, the only reason it's possible that we can come to God, is because of what Jesus did on the cross. By dying on the cross, he took the punishment that we deserve. He was innocent, but he took our blame. He took our place. And we can't ever earn the right to come to God by the things we do, by being a good person. It's only by trusting in Jesus, by asking him for forgiveness, and wanting to live for him, that we can enjoy this free, this amazing invitation. So this morning, instead of looking everywhere else in this world for stuff to rely on, friendships, relationships, money, jobs, whatever it is, we need to turn around, we need to stop rejecting God by the way we live, and we just need to come to him through his son, Jesus. So, just want to come to him, even if you've ignored him all your life, even if you haven't ever trusted in him for everything, and maybe even if you think you're not good enough, come to him, turn to him, verse 7 says. Stop living the way you live now, and instead turn and come to him. Because it says God will have mercy on us. If we turn to God, he'll freely pardon us. He'll forgive us so that we can live forever. And that's how our thirst for life, that's how our hunger can be satisfied. When we turn away from all these things that we chase after, that we think will make us happy, but we all know they don't really make us happy. They never truly satisfy us. And it says if we come to him, he'll forgive us. And our soul will live forever. And in a moment, we're going to see Katie and Karen be baptised. Because they have responded to God's invitation. They realise just how much God loves them. They realise they're sinners. They've come to trust in Jesus to save them from their sin. So, have you heard the invitation this morning? We all have, hopefully. It's to everyone. And it's offering everlasting, satisfying life from God. And what I'd encourage you to do is make sure that you RSVP now, because we don't know when it's going to be too late to turn to God.